Now, for New South Wales listeners, and it's something we've been crying out for years and years and years and years. Minister for Emergency Services David Elliott today announced a 12-month trial of mandatory life jackets for rock fishermen, but only around the Randwick area. Randwick local government area has the highest rate of rock fishing drownings in New South Wales, Little Bay and Cape Bank, some of the most dangerous locations. Enforcement officers from Randwick Council, National Parks and Wildlife Service, Department of Primary Industries and New South Wales Police Force will warn rock fishers not wearing a life jacket about the rules from December 1 this year. There'll be a 12-month grace period before the law is enforced with a $100 fine. The government will then review the trial after 12 months and consider adding other LGAs, local government areas, to the program. I don't know, whenever I talk about this, I get howled down by rock fishermen. Oh, what do you want to stick your head in our lives for? Well, if you want to take a risk and fall into the ocean, never to be seen again, that's your problem. However, people then go looking for you, putting their lives at risk. Surf lifesavers, rescue personnel. So if you don't want someone to come looking for you and you want to drift onto the ocean, that's your problem, obviously. But as soon as we introduce other people into the equation, it becomes everyone's problem.